holy Gemara week into Elul. Elul is known to be the wake-up call for the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. That's less than 30 days away when Elul starts. You blow shofar an entire Elul to hear the sound of the alarm ringing. Let's understand what specifically is the wake-up call for. What are we trying to be aroused to? What calling are we supposed to hear? So the Rambam writes, Mayridika words, in Hilchas Tshuva, it's in Perek Gimel Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, Afal pi shetkia shofar, although blowing the shofar, the Rosh Hashanah, when we blow on Rosh Hashanah, Gzeres HaKosuv, it's definitely a pasuk, it's Mechayiv, it's Gzeres HaKosuv. But you should know, blowing shofar, Remez Yeshboi, there's something also deeper, a Gevaldika Remez. Kolomar, meaning to say, the sound of the shofar is saying to us, Uru Yesheine Mishinascha. Wake up, you sleepy people, from your sleep. Hikitsu nirdomi mitar demaschem. Wake up from your slumber. Chipsu maseichem. Look through your actions. V'chizru b'tshuva. And return with tshuva to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'zichru b'rachem. And remember your Creator. Eilu hashoichem ase'emes behevle hazman. Who is this talking to? Says the Rambam. The sound of the shofar is talking to every one of us. Because we all forget the truth. With Sheikhim, the Emes. With Hevle Azman means the emptiness of time. Vishoikim Kol Shemasa Behevel Varik. We spend all our time with emptiness. Asher lo yoyu v'lo yatzim. It's not going to get us anywhere where we have to get in the substantial, the real purpose of life. Habitu l'nafshaseichem, look at yourself, your nefesh. Ve'tivu darcheichem, and make better your ways. Ve'yazoiv kol echol mikem darko yaro. And everybody should try to leave any derech ro that they may have, u'machshavosoi, or thoughts, asher lo tovu, that are not correct. The Rambam is telling us that the sound of the shofar, specifically what it's coming to give us as a message, is to wake up sleeping people. What does it mean sleeping? We don't mean literally asleep. But life becomes so robotic. We're all robots. We all just do things by routine. And usually there's no thought, and we can get into bad habits and a bad routine. And Mela Elul comes around, and the sound of the shofar is telling you, stop being in your robotic life of just doing your routine without thought. Uru Yesheine Mishinascha, wake up from the sleep, means this idea. You lose focus in the Hevle Hazman to what's really truth and what's really important in life. But the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, the message really is that we have to wake up as looking to ourselves in the mirror. It's on an individual level. The Rambam continues and wraps up this halacha, and he writes like this, Lefikach, therefore, Sorech kol Adam, each individual has to yira atzmoy, to see himself. Imagine 50% you have good deeds and 50% are negative. You do one thing. You do one bad thing, I'm ruining it for myself and the whole world. You're bringing down instruction. I say mitzvah achas, in other words, if I do one good thing, hari achriya atzmoy v'achriya kol olam kuloy, I can change myself and be machriya the whole world. L'kav schus, v'goram, and you can be caused tshuva v'hatzola. Says the Rambam, every one of us has to look at ourselves. When you hear the kol shofar, and you're getting awoken from that, you have to hear it in a way that think to yourself, imagine I'm the only one that counts. Hashem's looking at me now. And at 50% I'm good, 50% I'm bad. And the scale's exactly equal. The next act I do makes a difference if I'm tipping the scale positive or negative. Hashchoso or tshuva v'hatzala. V'zehu shenemar v'tzadik yisoid oilo. Says the Rambam, this is what the pasuk means when it says, a tzaddik is the foundation of the world. Because in essence, you are. You make the difference. And this is the wake-up call of Elul. It's a new project. You know what this new project is called? Project You. You make the difference. Stop looking around. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It has nothing to do with your surroundings. You're not doing things because this is what you started doing in first grade. It's about you today, how you're going to perform for Hashem. It's a new project that you never thought of. And this is what you have to start thinking about when you hear the sound of the tekiah in Chodesh Elul. It's a time for us to make a real cheshbon ha-nefesh. What does Hashem want from me? Hashem gives me life. Obviously, He's giving me life every day. It's for a purpose. What's that purpose that Hashem wants from me? Am I doing that purpose of why Hashem is giving me life? How can I improve that purpose of what Hashem wants? What can I get rid of in my life that Hashem will be happier and I'll meet that purpose in a better way? These are simple thoughts that have to go through our mind, because this is the calling and the alarm of Elul when you hear that tekiah shofar. Enough being a robot and being robotic and just doing things. You get up and you say a shahakal and you're water, because in first grade you were taught to make a shahakal. That's how you still make your shahakal in the Avidvarai. All your brachas are dumb because that's what you did when you were in diapers. Every Avodas Hashem is the same way it always was. The Rebbeinu Shem wants us to grow and shtayk to be Bnei Aliyah. And that's what Elul's about. Waking ourselves up from that routine, from that sleep. To lift our lives to a higher level. And it only happens with this cheshbon ha-nefesh, like the Rambam's telling us. You have to look at your life. That every act you do makes the difference of tipping the whole world. And the emphasis is, this year, more than ever, we have to hear very loud this alarm that's being rang of Elul. The tekiah shofar has to be a very loud sound, penetrating deep in ourselves. This year, more than ever, we know what we've gone through since last Simchas Torah, Rachmanu Litzlan. And obviously, we're not getting the message. How do I know? Rachmanu Litzlan. We all know the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and Yichesam and Beis. Shkulo misoson shel tzadikim kisreifas beis elokeinu. The death of a tzaddik is like burning a beis hamikdash. Rachmana litzlan, Thursday, and Rav Rebbe Ozband, zecher tzaddik mikadosh l'vracha, the reshiva of Riverdale Yeshiva, a young, vibrant Rosh Yeshiva, he gave shir Thursday like regular. And he was in his office in the afternoon. he has a chavusa. One of his sons usually learn with him. When the yeshiva calls him, he goes ahead and he goes in to learn with the yeshiva on the afternoon. And he's waiting for the phone call. I think it's about 5 o'clock. The yeshiva doesn't call. He's waiting, 5:30, 6 o'clock. After a long time, I don't know how long it was, so he didn't hear a call from his father, yeshiva, so he calls his mother, he says, can I go into the office and see what's going on? Obviously, he tried calling and the yeshiva didn't pick up. And Rachman al-Tzal, he found Rabbi Ramal Azman, it was all over. Healthy, gesunde man, Rachman al-Tzal, Misa Sadiqim is Srefas Basin Lakeno, it's the burning of a Beis HaMikdash. And not just one Churban bias, but the exact same time yesterday as the Leviah for Osban that was going on in Eretz Yisroel, there was another terrible Leviah. The Sekalena Rebbe from Borough Park, also a young man, Rachman al-Tzlam, was having simultaneously a Leviah. I heard from somebody, he told me his Rav said, that people don't know, but the Sekalena Rebbe, Rachman al-Tzlam from Borough Park, was the greatest, he said he was the greatest in America that we had. That's how great he was in his Torah and his Avodah. A Sreifas Beis HaLakeinu of a second Beis HaMikdash. Rachman al-Tzlam, the Rebbeinu Shalom, took away two great people, mamish, come out together at the same time. It's mamish two Churban Beis HaMikdash. You know, if you want to understand what it means, Churban Beis HaMikdash. I remember about 8 years ago, a little further down from where I live on East 7th Street, there was a huge lot and a house being built. Beautiful, majestic house that was being built. And it was taking, obviously, a very long time to put it up. And finally, after all months of work that went into this house, the house was all standing, everything was beautiful. I don't remember exactly, but I don't know if they actually moved in. It was a day or two before they moved in, or they're planning on moving in the next day. I don't remember exactly. But it was Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and the electrician was there just to finish up something. And somehow, I don't know how, but he did something with electric and it created an electric fire. And I remember all of a sudden it's Friday afternoon and we have fire trucks going and going. And I go look, it's just a little further down from my block. And I go look, and the entire house is up in flames. Rachman al-Tzlam, months and months of work in building this house. And we couldn't believe it, the entire house is up in flames. And by the time the fire company got it under control, the entire house was burned down. Mamash, it was such a devastation. And I was thinking that's like a little bit of a muscle to understand Churban Beis HaMikdash. What the Rebbeinu Shlom takes away after all that investment of Klal Yisrael having a Beis HaMikdash. It was like such a devastation, we couldn't believe it. Until today, 8 years later, the lot is still empty. I don't know why, I don't know what went on, but it was such a clock to the Mishpacha, if you can imagine. Rachman al-Tzlam. Shkulo Misa Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shlom took away two great Tzadikim from us. Just yesterday, a double Leviah. It's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Rebbeinu Shlom burning the Beis HaMikdash? Every one of us has to take responsibility. Am I doing my job? Am I performing? Am I hearing the sound of Elul? We all have to take it personal and feel like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash is because of me. This year, the sound of Elul is much louder than ever. And Rachman al-Tzlam, the Rebbeinu Shlom, is not happy with us hearing it. And he ripped away, suddenly, two great tzaddikim from our midst. The basic harata that we all have to have when we wake up and hear the sound of the shofar is like Rabbi Yonah describes in the beginning of Shari Tshuva. He brings down 20 ikrim of how to accomplish tshuva. Not all 20 are ma'akiv, but the first ikrim he brings down, the first ikrim is ma'akiv, is the ikrim harishon is the charata, to have regret. And Rabbi Yonah as a rishon has such beautiful language, how he describes what it means to have regret. What does it mean to feel bad? Listen to the words of Rabbi Yonah. Ha'ikr harishon is charata. Yovin levavav, we have to understand in our hearts. Ki ra umar ozlo is Hashem. It's so bad and bitter to go ahead and leave and stray away from Hashem. Yoimar levavav, we have to each say in our hearts. Mel Sisi, what did I do? Think back to your entire year. What did I do? How could I not have the fright of Hashem in front of my eyes? I wasn't frightened how Hashem warns me about doing averus. What could happen? I didn't have mercy on my guf. I didn't have mercy on my eyes. For my destruction. To have one moment of pleasure. I gave up so much Torah and mitzvahs for what? V'nim shalti, I'm compared le'ish she'yigzol to a person that steals. V'yachmois v'yoychom le'yisbach. He steals in order to go ahead and eat and satisfy himself. V'yodeya, but he knows ke'achri ochloi yagris Hashem v'chatzas shinov. He knows that the punishment for being caught eating this and stealing it, he's going to knock out my teeth with a hammer. How enjoyable could the food be if you know right after you finish your meal, the judge is taking a hammer and knocking out your teeth? The raw mizois. And it's even worse than this. Hayisiyah nefesh yikarach zari. I was onto my neshama, my precious neshama. I was cruel. I acted with achzorius. V'nitma v'gula yitzri. I was metal my neshama with the avodah zara of my yitzahara. How does it help all my acquirements? Anything I might have done good, in raw day I didn't have a bad in my master's eyes. I exchanged the temporary world down here for a world that exists for all eternity. How can I go ahead and act like an animal? Halachti achri yitzri, I went after my yitzahara. Kisus kiferin hovin, like a horse that has no understanding. I acted like a horse with no brains. Teisi v'derech haseichel, I strayed away from any understanding, any seichel took away. Haboiri nafak ma'api nishmaschayim, Hashem put in me a neshama. L'hakira v'yirin l'fav, to recognize him, and to fear him. V'lim shama guf, to be in control of myself. And yet, achri Hashem avur, the race that I was created for this, I did the opposite. Why am I alive? These are the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us in English. Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, we all know we're made of two parts. We have a guf, a physical body made out of a chumrius, a gashmius. We have this physicality to us. And we have a ruchnius, the aspect of the neshama. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the bottom line is, when you take this physical being and you put him into the physical world, naturally we're all pulled to the physical world. And we get into our food, we get into our clothes, we get into all the gadgets and the things that we have, and our whole plan of life and everything comes olam hazeh. And it's a temporary world that we're getting pulled into. And we forget our real purpose. Why are we here? It's a temporary world to be zaycha for all eternity. To olam haba, to netzach netzachim. It's just a temporary world to accomplish, to earn our olam haba. And we forget all about that. And this is the wake-up call. of the charotah that we have to have when we hear the sound of the shofar. We have to realize the tachlis of life is ruchnius, period. That's it. It's not pshat, like, it's a little bit, you know, somewhat of haza with a good, you know, daven a little, learn a little, it's, you know, a mixture of some ruchnius with gashmias. The tachlis of life is ruchnius, period. There's nothing else. And this is the cool and the charot that we have to feel when we become so robotic and forget the purpose of chayim. You know, someone just told me over, I have nothing against Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi is great for many people. But someone just told me over, I'm wondering the line of Daf Yomi when they advertise. We get appreciation for us who are sitting and learning B'iyun. Get that appreciation for what we're doing. Someone just told me, I'm wondering the line. Daf Yomi advertises, learn each day another daf. Daf after daf. You'll finish before you know it. Tackle like that. You finish before you know it. We have to get appreciation for what we're doing. We're harvesting and learning. We're harvesting and learning to tackle know it. We don't want to finish before we know it. We learn to know. We learn to be able to get what the sugya is teaching us. We have to realize life is not just about davening and being yotzei the afreim yishir and that's it. Life is about ruchnius. And that's it. Nothing else. And it's a big challenge because we're a physical person put into a physical world. And this is where we get caught. And it's hard as a stop 24-7, our whole life is fighting to pull us away. And Rahman al-Salam, many get pulled away. Many don't realize the purpose of life. And this is the message of Elul, to wake ourselves up, to put everything in perspective, and to realize, what's the tachlis of my life? It's Project You. You have to think to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Rabbi Yochum Zatzal, Rabbi Yochum Lubavitz, the Mir Mashkiach, he writes in his Sefer Das Torah, his past week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim, unbelievable words, and Mamash. The discussion that we're having right now. If I asked you, and this is what he asked, we know the whole Sefer Devarim really is repetition of the Torah. If I asked you, what does the Torah repeat the most in Kol HaTorah Kula? You'll be surprised by the answer. All of us have many ideas of what the Torah repeats the most. But Rabbi Yochum was an honest individual. He wouldn't say this unless he knew. Rabbi Yochum asked the question. He wants to know, what does the Torah repeat the most? Nisbonin lyrics, Eze in Yonin, which thing, his hero Torah v'yayser, the Torah warns you about the most? Mahay ikir as harosav shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated things many times. There are many things that are repeated a lot. You'd be shocked by the answer to this question. But what is repeated the most in the Torah of Frek Rabbi Rucham? And the way he writes it is, Roitzim Anu Legalois Bekan Soid V'Iger God. I'm going to tell you a tremendous secret. Hu Echod Me'advorim Halolu Shenelmu Yidiyosim Adam. Most people don't know this. Af B'Chiyusa Kol Ayin Shana. They can live all 70 years of life and they don't even know what I'm going to tell you. So Rabbi Ruchem, Hine, behold, if you start turning the pages, B'Toyu Daf Af Al Daf, go through it all. Nira, ki ikir as horo, the main warning in the Torah that's repeated countless times the most, shlo yisarvu ba'goyim ve'yilmudu masayim. Don't mix with the goyim and learn from their ways. Zokar b'rucham, that's what's repeated the most in the Torah. And he goes on to show, he says, take a look right away. Red is Moshe ben Ahar, Moshe came down from Sinai, and right away his or his son, he started warning us to keep away from the Goyim and don't learn from them. And then he goes on that parsha after parsha, he's repeating again and again, keep away from the Goyim and don't learn from them. And he says, not only that, incredible language that he uses. He says, at the end of 40 years in the Midbar, Hichnisa Oipam, he gathered all Klal Yisrael again, but Allah ubeshvua ubebris, with a curse, with a shvua and a treaty, again for the same thing. Keep away from the Goyim. Hadar mavel amoy, it's mamish, it blows your mind, says Rabbi Rucham. Dor HaMidbar, we're talking about the Dor HaMidbar. A generation that saw Nevuah, Masharasa, Shimcha Al-Yom, Loirali Cheskel Mabuzi. They had a tremendous revelation of seeing Yad Hashem. This is the Dor HaMidbar. Achrei Kabbalas HaTorah. It's Achrei Kol Arbom Shalom HaMidbar. All the greatness of Klal Yisrael, what they reached. And yet, Tzrichim, they still needed the Shvuah, Ba'Allah, the Bris, Shalayitu, they shouldn't stray after the Goyim. Tzrichim, Kfar, the Kriza, they still won't need all this. And Lamai says, Rabbi Rucham, we don't realize enough. Kol Kach Mesukin, how in danger every single one of us are. The Chomu Hu Adab, how Chomu this Indian is, that we follow the Goyim. And what does that mean? Rabbi Rucham explains. He says, what I mean is, he says this musaf later on at the end. Ikr ikrim, shel hashkafa so umois. What does it mean? The main thing of what's the hashkafa of Goyim? Ki oilom hazeh hu ha'ikr. That this temporary rule is life. Ubazeh nichla kolcha, that's everything. Living life in this world as oilom hazeh being a purpose of its own, that's Goyishkeit. And that's what we're at risk every day of our lives. And Rabbi Rucham goes on to explain, he says, right on, what I see from all this that I'm telling you is, if the Torah repeated it the most, Iker HaPachat, Shepochto HaTorah, the main fright the Torah had for every year that's ever going to live, it's from the outside influence that you always see Goyim, and you get influenced to follow them. And he says, this is what the Vilna Goyim used to say, there's a Yetzahara Hachutza. There's two Yetzaharas, there's one Yetzahara Fnim, but there's also Yetzahara Bachutz. And that's the Yetzahara Bachutz. And he says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Vayis'arvu ba'goyim v'yildu ma'aseyam. You get mixed with Goyim, and you learn from them. It's a whole arichas, we don't have time to go through it. But Rabbi Rucham went ahead and wrapped it up by writing. He just, Rucham must have said this 100 years ago, it's not so long ago. And Rucham says, Gam b'dayriseinu anu, even in our generation, so 100 years later for sure, it's like this. Iker hamashkes, the main destructive force that we all suffer from, hamashkes as Klal Yisrael, is a Yetzahara Zeh Shemachutz, this outside Yetzahara of struggling, of following Olam Hazeh, following the Goyim. Harei Mavil Ma'id. It really blows my mind, he says. Me'ayin Zeh Bola Klal Yisrael. Where did all the things that you look into our Yiddish life, everything that goes on in our life, where did it come from? And he gives an example. Dvarim Kigoy Nisachek HaFootball. Right, football in Hebrew. In the faith. Football. He said, where did it come from? Eza Shaykhaz Yeshlo Zela Am Yisrael. What Shaykhaz I have to eat? Nothing. Where does it come from? I'm not saying you can't play sports. We have to just realize that we have to be a Yid playing sports. The point is that Goyishkeit crept into every little bit of us. And he writes, Rabbi Ruch himself writes this. He says, Nashkim Alatvei, let's all look at ourselves. Ba'abota Amitas Unachoyna. With an emissal look, and a straight look at yourself. Nira, you will find, says Rabbi Rucham, Shaloi Rak B'derech Klal, I don't mean in general, El Gam B'derech Prat, I mean even in detail, L'kachnu B'yodeinu Kol Torah Se'umos. We took with our hands the entire Torah of the Goyim, which means everything that Goyim had, we took. Ein bonu af eiver echad atzmi. We don't even have one limb, I know Yisrael, that's Yiddish. Tyredicker, he writes. We don't even have one limb that's Tyredicker. Ain't kamer sinable zeh la maisa. I don't mean the maisa that you do. Because when you put a tefillin in the morning, a guy's not putting a tefillin. What I mean is, says Yerbi Ruchin, be'ikar al mavotenu, and our outlook. Or you just call a chai, that outlook in life is kuloi goyish. Hashkofois al sinir achayim, our whole seder of life. Chayi atzmi, chayi desi, chayi mishpachti, kol matar, seinu hashkofa, seinu rachmam lutzlam. Our whole outlook and everything, hu hashkofa se'umois. And what does that mean, he says? Because by the goyim, hashkofa se'umois is oylom hazeh ha'ikr. And we live our lives, says in Ruchim, that oylom hazeh is the ikr. Our focus is this world. Okay, so I'm a yid, so I have to have some davening, I have to have some Torah, but our outlook is Olam Hazeh. And that's the call of Elul, to wake us up out of this slumber. We're all sleeping in regard to this idea. It becomes life, Olam Hazeh. And Olam Hazeh is not life. Life is only living Olam Habadika life. Living for eternity. Living for the next world. Chopping around what we can do in this temporary world to take with us for the next world. I heard a great vark last night. It was my open school night orientation. One of the rabbeim said over this vark. It was an amazing vark from Rav David Feinstein's Zatzal. Rav David Feinstein said, he said, it's a pella. If you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, what's on the right side, right, when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash? The Shulchan. The Shulchan represents Parnasa. That's on the right side. The left side has the Menorah, which Menorah represents the Torah. It's so strange. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, on the right side is the Shulchan, Parnasa, and the left side is the Menorah, Torah. Zok Rav David Feinstein Zatzal. The answer is, when you walk from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Kodesh, which means if you start off with the Aron as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you walk into the Kodesh, and you walk into the Beis HaMikdash that way, what's on your right side? The right side taka has the Menorah, which represents the Torah. It's only on the left side that you're going to have the Shulchan, which is Parnasa. Zok Rav David Feinstein. It's all about where you're coming from. What's your outlook of where you're coming from? If you're coming from Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you make your life Kodesh HaKadoshim, you live a life of Torah, then your life is Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you'll see when you come from Kodesh HaKadoshim, tackle the Menorah is on the right side, because Torah is on the right. And the Parnassah, the money's only going to be on the left. But unfortunately, if you're coming from the outside into the Kodesh, coming from outside into the Beis HaMikdash, if you're coming from the outside world, then you know what's on your right side. It's the Shulchan, it's the money and everything else of Panasah. And that's not the Ikar. That's forgetting your purpose. That's Shoychim HaEmes, the Hevli HaZman, forgetting the truth with the emptiness of time. There's a Mermidik Maisa, a Gemaldik story that happened with a relative of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish had a relative who wasn't doing so well in yeshiva. The way it's brought down was, he was the biggest troublemaker in class. He's disturbed with everything. His parents, his rabbis weren't having too much nachas for him. And it came time for him to go move up to Yeshiva Gedolah. I'm not sure exactly what age that is in Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't really matter. But the bottom line is, it was time for him to move on to the next level of yeshiva. And they realize, how in the world is this kid getting into any yeshiva? It's not simple. So the family, who was related to the Chazon Ish, spoke to the Chazon Ish, if the Chazon Ish could write a hamlatza, a recommendation for this kid, that to send him to yeshiva, and you come with a hamlatza, the Chazon Ish, who's going to turn down the Chazon Ish's hamlatza? And of course they'll get into yeshiva. So the Chazon Ish said, fine, send your son to me. So the Bachar comes to the Chazon Ish, and he's here to pick up the Hamlatza. Chazanish takes out a piece of paper. It's a blank piece of paper. And he writes on top of the paper, Mem Yud, Rosh Tevis, Mem Yud. Mem, two strepels and a Yud. Rosh Tevis, Mem Yud. The whole paper is blank. At the bottom of the paper, he writes, Mem Yud. And his Bach is looking at it, and he gives it to him. Bach is thinking, this is my Watson. How am I getting to Yeshiva with this? So he developed the guts to ask the Chazon Ish, how is this exactly how Watson to get into Yeshiva? Is it going to work? So the Chazon Ish told him, I decided, instead of writing a letter to the Rosh Yeshivas, I decided to write a letter to you. So the Baba says, okay, so what does the letter say? So the Chazon Ish says, Mem Yud stands for Masecho Yikarvucho. And Mem Yud at the bottom stands for Masecho Yichakucho. Your action is going to bring you close, and your action distance you. Said the Chazon Ish. It's not about getting a letter to get into any yeshiva. It's about you, your actions. If you're Makaba Ol Torah, every yeshiva will be dying to take you in. And you'll be successful. If you're not Makaba Ol Torah, then it's not going to help having a letter. It won't work either. It's all tumbling in you. And that was the message Chazon Ish told his bachar in regard to going to Yeshiva Gedolah. And Rav Biederman, who brings down this maisa, says, this is the gaya every one of us. And we don't realize enough how it's totally in you. We don't realize how much we have excuses in our brain. And we don't go ahead and take our own personal responsibility to be successful in life. In any step. It's about learning. It's about taking amidas. Every aspect of our life, which elbows a time for tshuva in every area, we have to realize it's totally in you. Masecha, your actions, yikarvucha, will bring you close to Hashem. Masecha, yikarvucha, your maisa distance you from Hashem. Says Rav Melech Biederman, Shlita, Kol hatzlochosa yivla hatzlocha, we think, it's tluya b'yeshiva plainness. If I would be in that yeshiva, Uba Magad Shir, if I would be in that Magad Shir, Almighty Pointy says, everything, if I had this Chaverim, if I had such a family, such parents, there's so many excuses that go on in our minds of why I'm not doing so well and I can't improve my matzav. Acha emes, ein hadova toli eloboy. All that's totally is in you. Kol advor b'cherim. Everything else is just things that might help out. The you. But right now it's Project You. It's about you changing yourself. I'll just end. There's a Mayudika famous Mishnah we all know about, the end of Makis. Famous Mishnah of Hananiah ben Akash Arina. Rotzakalish Borful Zakis is Israel. The Fika Chevalam Torah Mitzvahs. A famous Mishnah that says the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to be a Zakos, and that's why he gave us so many Torah mitzvahs, 613 Torah mitzvahs. And the famous question that we all know, that's a schus, that's how Hashem is being a Zakos. If there's 613 instructions, there's so many more that I can stumble on, and there's so much more that I have to keep, it makes it so much more difficult. How is that a schus? Hashem would have gave me a few things to do, I know I'd be good. Not so much. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh is Yisrael, and that's where he gave us 613? This is a famous question that many talk about. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayos on that Mishnah answers this question. He tells us Poshul Pshat in the Mishnah. Zot the Rambam. The explanation of the Mishnah is, Because it's me'ikrei ha'amuna. It's part of our foundations of amuna that we all have. Ki kishyiskayim odom mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, mitaryag mitzvahs, karoyi, if you do a mitzvah properly, ukahoygin, v'lo yishatef imo kavona, and you have no other joint kavona intention when you do the mitzvah, mikavona sa'olam, from any kavona in the world, bishum panim, elo sheyasa oysa l'shma, you do it 100%, this mitzvah, you do it l'shma, me ahava, and of love for Hashem, that we know is the schus of why a yid is zoicha to olam haba. Because in his lifetime he needs to do one mitzvah, 100% for Hashem. This is what Reb Chananya ben Akasha is telling us here in the Mishnah. Ki ha-mitzvahs b'yosem harbe, because there's so many mitzvahs, it's not possible a person lives a lifetime that he won't do at least once, achas, me'er. At least he'll do one mitzvah one time in his lifetime, al askuto shleimusa, 100% properly, l'shmo fa'ashem ba'ava, uva'asoysa oysa mitzvah, and now that you do that one mitzvah 100% properly, techaya nafsho oysa ma'isa, yizoycha, that you're going to have eternal life from that action. Because you did it out there, Shleimus Kechol Masha Efsher, the Zochel Bazel Chayim Abba. The Rambam learns up, Mamash, to what we're talking about. Most of our day, Rachmanu Litzlan, is very robotic. It's a routine. It's things that we're just doing because we were trained to do so when we were in kindergarten. Says the Rambam, to be Zoicha to Olam Haba. The reason why it's a schus that Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs is because there's so much opportunity that for sure, it's impossible not, says the Rambam. You're for sure once in your lifetime going to do one mitzvah 100% for Hashem. And that's your key to Olam Haba. We have to realize our job during Elul is to wake up from our slumber. To wake up from this routine of living life as a robot without any thought, to start serving Hashem with sincerity. And it all begins with making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You know, the Chafetz Chaim is known to say, when you come up to Shemayim after 120 years, the first cheshbon Hashem is going to ask you is, how did you live your life without cheshbon? How are you so, I don't want to say stupid, but how could you go ahead and live your whole life without any cheshbon? That's the first cheshbon ha-nefesh we're going to have to give. How do you live without cheshbon ha-nefesh? And that's why we're so lucky that we have every day a Musa Seder, that you're able to sit down and start thinking to yourself for a moment, where am I holding? What's my purpose here? Am I meeting that purpose? What can I improve? And we have to go through our whole day. How does my davening look? How does my brachas look? How do I eat? How do I deal with my chaveirim, the other chaveiroi? How is my Torah? My hasmada? There's so much cheshbon. The list goes on and on. All the midos that we have are also part of the tshuva that we have to do. We don't have time to go through the Rambam, but every midah has needs cheshbon ha-nefesh. There's so much that we have to go ahead and do in so short time. The Rebbeinu should bench us all, that we should take hear the call in the bell. We should hear the sound of the shofar. We should get awoken from the churban bayis that the Rebbeinu should pull on us. A double churban bayis hamikdash. And be'ezer Hashem, if we hear the wake-up call, we change ourselves, b'tshuva shleima, we'll all be zeichet together, that we'll be zeichet to the gula shleima, b'heir b'yameinu, amen. Thank you.